The album that 15 years later, Axl Rose is still struggling to follow up. The end of Guns N' Roses, heavy metal on the Sunset Strip, and the entire 1980s model of blockbuster pop rock promotion. Look back on the artists of that holiday season now. Kurt Cobain killed himself, Michael Jackson was shamed out of the spotlight, Garth Brooks retired from releasing new albums, Metallica went into therapy, Pearl Jam recast themselves as a jam band, Hammer is a semi-recurrent VH1 episode, Mariah Carey's ambitions gave her a nervous breakdown on Total Request Live. Only you too have kept the missionary rock dream alive, first by seeming to scorn it and embrace anti-rock sounds and stances with Achtung, then self-consciously reclaiming it with All That You Can't Leave Behind and Bono's global campaign to end third world debt. The luck of the Irish. For a time, gigantic albums still materialized as accidental novelties. The Titanic and Bodyguard soundtracks, Hootie, Alanis. Country music, conservative by nature, held on longest. Shania Twain, the Dixie Chicks.